Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Monday, July 13th. What to know today about Florida breaking a national record when it comes to COVID-19 and the president's recent decision that prompted a rare reaction. Also, a big announcement from the Washington Redskins expected following years of controversy. Plus, which platform may ban political ads? The Ford Bronco gets a makeover. And why the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is making history again. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. In just one state, on just one day, more than 15,000 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. Florida recorded the largest one-day increase in any state since the pandemic started. New York held the last record back in early April. And it's especially concerning that Florida is a new hotspot, because remember, Disney World reopened there over the weekend with extra safety measures, of course. Also, pro basketball and soccer teams are restarting their seasons in Florida at a sports complex at Disney World. And the Republican National Convention is also set to happen in Florida next month. If Florida were its own country, Reuters reports it would rank fourth in the world for the most new cases, just behind the U.S., Brazil, and India. Of course, Florida is far from the only state in the United States seeing this kind of spike in cases or in deaths. In recent days, the average daily death tolls hit record highs in not only Florida, but also Arizona, California, and Texas. And the Trump administration's coronavirus testing coordinator says he expects deaths to keep rising over the next few weeks. That said, Admiral Brett Giroir told ABC News the overall death rate should still be lower than what we saw in the Northeast back in the spring. One likely reason? Medical professionals know more now about caring for COVID-19 patients, including using the drug remdesivir, which is not a cure, but it is a proven treatment to help speed up recovery. When asked whether states should consider lockdowns again, the testing coordinator said they should still be on the table, but that's not the only option. He said there's actually five keys to slowing the spread, and you've likely heard them all before. Closing bars, limiting restaurant capacity, washing hands, physical distancing, and wearing masks. On that last one, he says at least 90% of people living in the new hotspots should wear masks to get the spread of the virus under control. It seems President Trump is listening to that advice now as well. For the first time, the president wore a mask in public on Saturday. He visited wounded service members and medical staff at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. President Trump kept his longtime friend and political advisor from going to prison. Trump used his executive power to commute Roger Stone's sentence. Remember, Stone was convicted last year for witness tampering and lying to Congress during the Russia investigation. But President Trump has always called that investigation a witch hunt and a hoax. He says Stone was just a victim of it all. Stone was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison, which was already shorter than some prosecutors wanted. But now Stone won't step foot in a prison and his case is closed. Under the Constitution, presidents have the power to pardon and commute sentences related to federal crimes. This isn't the first time President Trump has issued pardons and commuted sentences, but it is the first time he used his authority to help a close associate in this way. But Trump is facing some criticism for it from Democrats and at least two GOP lawmakers. Other Republicans have mostly stayed silent about it so far. But the most talked about and rare reaction is from former special counsel Robert Mueller. Remember, he was in charge of the Russia investigation and almost never gave public statements during or after it. In fact, he hasn't said anything about it in more than a year. And even when he was subpoenaed to testify on Capitol Hill, he mostly referred to his written findings. So it's pretty surprising that he wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post about this decision. He wrote about Roger Stone, saying when someone like him lies to investigators, it threatens the government's efforts to find truth and hold wrongdoers accountable. Mueller said he felt compelled to respond to the idea that his motives were improper and that Stone was a victim. Mueller says none of that is true and that Stone remains a convicted felon. Either way, Stone is now free. All right, a quick update for you. President Trump's re-election team called off his campaign rally over the weekend. The rally was supposed to happen Saturday in New Hampshire, but Trump's campaign staff said they had to cancel due to a tropical storm in the Northeast. Even though many blamed weather, NBC News cites one confidential campaign official who said they were also worried about low attendance since there wasn't much buzz from supporters beforehand. Either way, the Trump campaign says it will announce a new date for this rally soon. In the meantime, the Trump 2020 team has started door-to-door outreach in swing states. Campaigners are canvassing for votes like they would on any normal election year. Former Vice President Joe Biden's team, though, is not doing that yet. They're sticking with virtual fundraisers and events for now. They're still worried normal campaigning could further the spread of COVID-19. Either way, Election Day is in 16 weeks. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. You can skip the trip to the grocery store and actually make cooking at home easy and fun. First of all, HelloFresh saves you time and stress. They offer no-contact delivery to your doorstep, giving you fresh, pre-measured ingredients along with delicious and easy-to-follow seasonal recipes. You'll feel like a cooking pro in no time. And get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes without any of the stress of planning and shopping. And I love that more than 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes. One of my favorite meals has been crispy Parmesan chicken with garlic, herb couscous, and lemony roasted carrots. Yum. Just go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use the code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Again, get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Just go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy. That's 80newsworthy and use the code 80newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. Well, soon the Washington Redskins will have a new team name. The Washington Post reports the football team will announce the name change today. The NFL team has been called the Redskins for 87 years, but it's faced plenty of controversy over it. The term Redskin is considered a racial slur against Native Americans. Now corporate sponsors like FedEx and Nike have joined other critics calling on the owner to come up with a new name. So the team is expected to discuss replacement names with Native American and military organizations. So far, there's no word about the new name, but we'll update you as soon as we find out. Facebook is thinking about banning political ads ahead of the 2020 election. Sources tell Bloomberg the ads would be pulled in the days before voters head to the polls in November. And while it sounds like it would be temporary, this is still a big shift for the company. Facebook has historically taken a hands-off approach to moderating political content, saying it would stifle free speech and it's up to the voters to decide instead. But critics say that allowed misinformation and hate speech to flourish on the site. Facebook has made more changes lately, though. For example, it gives users the option to turn off political ads completely if they want to. But TBD if there's an actual ban coming later this year. Ford Bronco is back. The iconic SUV was discontinued about 25 years ago, but tonight a brand new version is set to be unveiled. Of course, the Bronco is already infamous. It's the SUV that football star turned felon O.J. Simpson was driving when he led police on a chase through Los Angeles. But this new Bronco won't look like that one. CNET reports in the 2020 version, the roof and doors will come off. The tires will be huge, and the grille will have a retro design. Friends, family, and fans are saying goodbye to actress Kelly Preston. She died yesterday after a 2-year battle with breast cancer. Preston is known for starring roles in movies like Twins, Jerry Maguire, and For the Love of the Game. She's also known for her longtime romance with actor John Travolta. They married in 1991 and had 3 children together. On Instagram, Travolta announced the news, saying Kelly's love in life will always be remembered. Sports Illustrated will make history when it releases its swimsuit edition this month. For the first time, it'll include a transgender model. We're talking about Valentina Sampaio. The 23-year-old already has a successful career. She's already made history modeling for Victoria's Secret and Vogue. But Sampaio tells People magazine the Sports Illustrated shoot was special because being in the issue was always on her bucket list. By the way, this is just the latest in a string of high-profile firsts for Sports Illustrated. Last year, its swimsuit edition featured a model in a hijab for the first time. And a couple years before that was the first time a full-figured model made the cover. The new issue is set to come out July 21st. It's the most expensive video game ever. A vintage Super Mario Bros. Game went for $114,000 at auction. The 1985 game was still sealed in its original packaging and was apparently in perfect condition. And that's it for your main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, I want to tell you about another podcast that may help you when it comes to money. It's called Optimal Finance Daily, and it's a great idea. The host simply narrates blogs and articles for you to listen to every single day with permission from the authors. And each one is usually less than 10 minutes, so it's a perfect add-on after you listen to this show. It's like a free ongoing audiobook to learn about money. So check it out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It's called Optimal Finance Daily. Again, just search for Optimal Finance Daily and give it a try. All right, so today's Money Monday story is about tax day, this Wednesday, July 15th. Yep, Wednesday is the deadline for you to file and pay your federal taxes. Of course, in a normal year, that happens on April 15th, but tax day got pushed back this year because of the pandemic. That said, the IRS reports at least 142 million taxpayers have filed already. But the IRS is actually behind. The New York Times reports the government is struggling to process the returns. It doesn't have as many employees working right now. And it was also up to the IRS to send out those relief payments to most Americans back in the spring. So some taxpayers have reported long delays in getting the refunds they're owed. The IRS says if you're still waiting, sit tight. No need to contact them or file a second return. And because of the delay, the IRS will have to pay interest on refunds as much as 5%. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show to help your friends and family get caught up on the news, too. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, and you can always read more about any of the news stories at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.